Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been checking in with a number of the schools just to get a sense of how they are reacting and how they're feeling. This morning, Lorraine Schrog is head of King David High School's Linksfield. She is joined by Demi Leffer and Yitzhak Weiner, students from King David Linksfield. Lorraine, good morning to you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you feeling this morning? A great sense of relief and pride, no doubt.
Completely, absolutely, really, just outstanding, and a sense of we're just ecstatic. Really, we are.
What is it that makes you most proud of your students?
I think that if I look at the matric results all round, I think the fact that I don't think there will be one child that's matriculated that will be disappointed with their results. I really believe that every kid has reached their potential. Maybe they'd be a bit disappointed they didn't start working maybe a little earlier. But I think that if I look at their prelim results and I look at the final results, the kids have just really, they've hit it out of the park. They just have fulfilled every dream that they would have had. So that makes me really proud.
Yeah. You know, we often talk about and we are going to be talking to some of your students who have completely excelled. What about the students who haven't got the 8, 7, 8, and 9 distinctions? Talk to me about them.
Yeah, so I think, I don't think many people understand that as an independent school, we're probably one of the few schools, day schools that don't have any entrance exams, you know, and so the kids can come in and we get many children that come from remedial schools or have certain barriers to learning. And of that cohort this year, every single one of them achieved a university entrance. So those children have got the equivalent of 8 or 9, distinctions. They have, you know, there were many people that didn't believe in them. There were many people that didn't think that they would matriculate. And now they've got every single opportunity to do whatever they want. You know, they can now do it. And I think that's what makes the school exceptional. Because we have the academic elite of whom we're very proud of. And we have other children that nobody else gave a chance. And I think that that's what makes the King David Schools so special.
And I think there's also this incredible social environment that has supported these kids holistically, from friends to teachers. Take us through some of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the most important things, and I think that the reason that our kids do so well, is that we have a parenting body that are invested and ensure that their kids do as well as possible. The school works in partnership, and we have outstanding teachers, and we've got children that are motivated, and I think that's the recipe for success. So all of that adds to it. Good teachers, wonderful students, And really, we're blessed with wonderful parents.
So really, really just incredible. We can't speak to so many of the students, but you have two students with you who we'd like to just chat to. Demi Leffer, let's start with you. Good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm a bit overwhelmed, honestly, but I'm just very happy and very proud.
Right. Are you comfortable telling us how you did?
I got 10 distinctions, which is surreal, but
it's just absolutely, I don't know, there are no words for it. 10 distinctions. What are you going to do what are you going to do moving forward in your life?
So this coming year, I'm taking a gap year, but after that, I plan on studying software engineering.
That's incredible. Really, really just amazing. And tell me what was unique about your high school experience at King David Linksfield?
I think my story is a bit different to everyone's, having 10 subjects, which takes up a lot of time. So almost every day of school, I had a lesson for one of my subjects, but you know, my teachers always made sure that if I couldn't do one day, they could do another day with me, and they were very accommodating for that. So it was fun, but I'm glad that it all worked out.
Absolutely fantastic, and well done to you, and just you deserve to be very, very proud. Yitzhak Weiner joins us as well. Yitzhak, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? How are you feeling this morning?
I'm also a bit overwhelmed. I'm quite relieved too. Also very, very happy.
And will you share with us what your results were?
I also got a full house of 10 distinctions.
What makes a person decide to do 10 subjects? Seriously, it's like, what were you thinking when you chose 10 subjects?
I was just interested in all of them, and I thought they'd give me like skills, so I decided to take them. Yeah, like accounting, for example, I would help with understanding business, so I decided to take it.
That's incredible. Have you always had a thirst for knowledge?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, anyone who chooses 10 subjects, of course would. And what are your plans for the future?
I'd also like to study engineering, hopefully in Israel.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Lorraine, we're just listening to these lunatics, because really they are. And as a head of a school like this, where you've got this range of kids who we've just speaking to now that want to do 10 subjects and really intend, you know, hitting it out the park, which they do. And you got the kids who have struggled and come from academically difficult backgrounds. Your range and the range of your teachers has to be immense.
It adds to the tapestry of the school, and that's what makes it special. And I think at the end of the day, the fact that it's a big school, we can offer so many different activities that, you know, kids that are struggling a little bit maybe in a classroom excel in other areas of the school. And that's what makes it so wonderful. And you don't want just a few lunatics, you know, you want some other kids as well.
You want a full range of lunatics, don't you?
Two lunatics forget to tell you is that Demi further studies, which is the new name given to applied mathematics, but she did standard further studies in mathematics and extended mathematics, and she did further studies in English, which is absolutely exceptional. Yitzhak did further studies standard, further studies extended, and then this is the worst, Howard. He got 100% for mathematics.
I can't even. I mean, I can barely count to 10 without using my fingers. It's just absolutely remarkable. Really incredible. And I adore it, that because you are very clearly catering for the needs of the individual kids. And you just wonder if you didn't, what two students like this, they actually would struggle through school if they had to do the limited amount of subjects that they were given. Clearly they have this absolute need to gain as much knowledge as possible. And the fact that you can support that is really, really tremendous.
Yeah. And I think you asked me at the beginning of the interview about, you know, the kids that don't get 8 and 9. I mean, I had a student that came to me at the beginning of grade 9. He was like a broken bird. He had failed at the school that he was at, and he's just matriculated with 4 distinctions. So,
incredible.
You know, everything.
And those are the stories. Those are the incredible, incredible stories that we all should be telling. Lorraine Schrager, thank you as always. Just keep doing the fantastic work that you are doing, head of King David High School's Linksfield, as well as Demi Laffer and Yitzhak Wehner, talking to us about their incredible achievements. It's about to go 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9. Hi FM, good morning.